We close today's program with a little music and a story of serendipity. The guitarist here is American music maestro Jeff Maldor. He's a master of all kinds of genres, jug band, rhythm and blues, even classical. He tours around the globe with his signature Martin guitar. But Maldor's got a special fondness in his heart for Yokohama, Japan. One reason? Well, believe it or not, the place puts on an annual jug band festival. Yokohama's also got a great little roots music club called Thumbs Up. Another reason? Well, we're going to let Jeff Maldor himself tell you what he told me not too long ago. It's a story about his long-gone great-grandfather. And the story begins with a gig Maldor was set to play in Japan with guitar great Amos Garrett.
When Amos and I first went to Yokohama, we were booked into a little club. And about, a month before we were going to head over there, someone found this article, which I didn't even know about my great-grandfather, Alonzo, and how he was buried in the Foreigners Cemetery in Yokohama because his ship went down in Yokohama Harbor. It was cut off by a British frigate. In 1870, some jerk captain was trying to scare them and didn't pull hard enough at the helm, and all hands were lost. And there's a nice monument there. His name's on it, Alonzo W. Maldor. And I visit the grave.
You mean you didn't even know he was buried abroad?
Correct.
This is your dad's grandfather.
And, I come from a nicely dysfunctional family that didn't keep track of these things. And to the Japanese, that's a very important little thing. Then I was searching for my great-grandfather's grave, I think was really resonated with the Japanese. And so I let the promoter know, and he rented a 1,000-seat hall and filled it. As soon as they knew I was looking for the grave of my great-grandfather...
Do you remember what happened when you went to the grave?
Yes. First of all, we found a guy who was lighting little incense in this little structure down below and asked him if he knew about this grave, and he did. And he knew the guy's name. He knew my great-grandfather's name.
How could that be? Because he wasn't the only one who was killed on the ship.
He's only one of three or four listed because he was lieutenant commander. He was the navigator. So his name was there, and the guy knew it. So now I know exactly where it is.
Just a little while to stay here. Just a little while to just a little while to linger in the path that's always straight. Just a little more of heart trouble in low and earthly state, then we'll enter heaven's portal, sweeping through those pearly gates. Jeff
Maldor makes a pilgrimage to his great-grandfather's grave every time he plays in Yokohama. This weekend, Maldor is far from Japan, though. He's in California, where he's going to play Saturday night for Acoustic Music of San Diego. There's a link at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com.